Kevin Williams, play action, and boom, he's buried. It was Antoine Winfield, intercepted by E.J. Henderson. And it's Jared Allen.
And it's intercepted by Chad Greenway.
And there he goes. Percy Harvin is gone.
It's Vikings Tonight on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network, your weekly connection to Minnesota Vikings football. Vikings Tonight is brought to you by U.S. Bank, Verizon, and Mall of America.
Touchdown Vikings!
Now, here's your host of Vikings Tonight, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen.
Vikings Tonight on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network is proud to welcome in a thumper to the conversation first, Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. Wobby, happy Thursday to you.
Thanks, Paul. Love being here. Vikings Tonight, one of my favorite parts of the week.
And here comes the man who heads into organized team activities as the starting middle linebacker for the Minnesota Vikings. He is the aforementioned bumper. He is Jasper Brinkley. Jasper, Paul Allen, and Mike Wobshaw, how you been?
I'm pretty good, guys. Pretty good.
When people describe you as a thumper, what do you think that means?
Just a hard hitter, physical guy.
Do you mean specifically against the run? You playing the run, coming out of college, Jasper, I remember covering the draft, and you were one of the best linebackers against the run. Is that kind of your forte, coming downhill and filling gaps in the run game?
You know, not to neglect my pass coverage, you know, I can play that. So, I mean, that's one of the things people always try to say that I can't do. But, you know, I will be able to prove it this year that I can do it.
Jasper, you, I would think, out of most players on our roster, have to be looking forward to OTAs, which start next week, getting back on the field, the mandatory mini camp. After going through what you went through last year and given the role that you're projected to fill, you have to be excited.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely excited. I'm itching to get back out there.
Yeah.
So once you take the game away from any athlete that really loves to compete, I mean, just having the opportunity to get back out and do it all over again is just something that they just always wait for. It's always in the back of their mind to get that day to step back on the field and go 110%.
Jasper, I'm no longer going to call you a thumper, and here's why. Because I think it disrespects you. I mean, it's complimentary in that, yes, out of South Carolina and in the four, I believe you started for EJ when the femur went wrong.
Right.
Yes, you were very good against the run. Yes,
right.
Spielman and Studwell and Peyton and Childress and Frazier all have bragged about how good you are against the run.
Right.
But if you're a starting middle linebacker in the National Football League and all you can do is defend the run, Aaron Rodgers will figure that out in about three plays, and he'll make you drop out of the 4-3, and I believe you can do it. Do you?
Yeah, I know I can do it. It's no point in believing. It's knowing that I can do it. And, you know, I just haven't had the opportunity to show, you know, and I guess that's what some of the critics, they don't really get a chance to see, because, PA, you're at the training council, and you get to see a little bit of those things. So, you know, like I say, I have a chance to prove it this year.
Well, there were some things in the final four games of the 09 season where, you know, in having access to those who know what they're looking for and watching film, you know, I would ask people about your improvement, your progress, because there were times where you would drop and there would be a touchdown or a play behind you. But see, that's the really complex thing about football, Jasper, as you know.
Right.
Who's to say that the middle linebacker didn't do the best he could to get there, but the safety was late? And you just need to look at things like that from a more intricate view. This is in no way to make you sound like the newest version of Ray Lewis. But
right.
When it comes to your drops and covering the pass and everything, I think that progress was made in 09. And that's going to be something you're definitely going to have to focus on this offseason.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. You know, people always work on their weaknesses, so that's one of the strengths. Not to say that I don't need to work on my run game, but pass coverage is always something that I always want to work on, because I want to be a perfectionist at that.
Jasper Brinkley, linebacker, Minnesota Vikings. This is Vikings Tonight. Jasper's entering his third season. Jasper has been in the league for three seasons, out of South Carolina, missed last season due to a hip injury, debuted in 2009, most likely going to be a starter in the 4-3 base this year.
Jasper, what's that linebacker room like, man? Tell us about that. You have Chad Greenway in there, Aaron's in there, Fred Pugich back in there as your linebacker's coach, and Mike Singletary yourself. What kind of meeting room do you guys have?
We definitely have more of a players-on type kind of a coaching thing. You know, Coach Singletary and Coach Puggins, they expect a whole lot out of us because we have the experience. And for the new guys coming in, they look to us to kind of teach and take everything from what they taught us since 09, since I've been in, and put it to use with the younger guys this year.
I'm interested, Jasper, how you take a look at your relationship with Chad, because in that linebacker room, Chad Greenway is the veteran, the guy who's been starting for a long time, ultra productive. You play middle linebacker, so naturally there comes to be a leadership role just by definition of playing middle linebacker. Right. Is that a hard line for you to walk? How do you handle that?
It's definitely not a hard line for me to walk because playing middle linebacker, it don't matter what level you're on, high school, college, NFL, you definitely got to carry yourself a certain way than everybody else does.
Yeah.
And that's what you just got to take in consideration. Once you begin that starting spot at middle linebacker, you just got to drop everything that you got going, all the outside stuff. You got to tune it out and be able to carry your lunch pail every day, blue collar guy.
Yeah, what do you remember going back to 2009 when you were filling in as a starter when EJ got hurt? What do you remember about that experience that you think will help you now?
Well, the first thing I do remember is just seeing that play and like, wow, did that just happen? And thinking deep down inside, hey, I got to be the guy to step up now.
Yeah.
You know? And I know just going through that year, Coach Puggins always said, you know, you're always a player away from starting. So that's what really happened.
Jasper, as a middle linebacker in the 4-3 base, what's the importance of the defensive tackles in front of you? In other words, I'm not trying to run down somebody who's gone. But I got a little sick last year of people complaining about linebackers, specifically Greenway, not making enough splashy plays when the guy who replaced Pat Williams, Remy Adell, didn't do a great job of keeping bodies off the linebackers. Now it's going to be LaTroy Guyon, maybe Fred Evans. Of course, you got Kevin Williams. But talk about the importance of the right kind of defensive tackle in front of you to protect your spot.
You definitely want to, if you're playing middle linebacker, you definitely want that guy in front of you to be able to hold the guards and the tackles off of you because that gives you the freedom to be able to roam. And if you go back and think about it, when Ray Lewis had big Tony Siragusa in front of him, he was able to run sideline to sideline. So the shade definitely has to be a middle linebacker's best friend. They have to be like brothers. So in order to protect each other, because the defense goes around the defensive line. So if they're not getting off the ball or keeping guys off the linebackers, then it's definitely hard to make plays.
Do you think this defense, Jasper, can get that swagger back that we had in 07, 08, 09, and with you in the middle there? Do you think this defense can kind of get that swagger back, that confidence, and become that elite run-stopping unit that you guys were?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think we can because at the end of the day, it comes down to a mindset. And that's the one thing we're doing this year. It all starts in the mind.
Jasper, is it weird that off an injury plague season where we started to see you around Mall of America Field on the sidelines at the end of the year, is it weird that you missed last year and now you're coming into the offseason as the starter? I mean, it's, you know, you're a well-spoken, trustworthy guy who can play the game and there's a spot for you in the NFL. But having not played one play last year, then all of a sudden in 2012, you're going to be the starter. Do you almost feel like you don't have to earn it?
No, I mean, this is the NFL, like you said, PA, and every time a guy is starting, he definitely has to earn it. I mean, coaches might have me written down on the paper as a starter, but every day we go out on the field, I have to earn that spot.
Jasper, you look down our schedule, and you know, we're talking about your ability to play the run and this defense getting its swagger back and that entire deal. You look up and down our schedule, man. Maurice Jones-Drew, Chris Johnson, Frank Gore, Matt Forte twice, Arian Foster, Steven Jackson. I mean, we're going to have some great matchups, some really good challenges for you guys on defense. I'm really looking forward to us going against those guys and getting that identity of stopping the run back against some of the best.
Right. And I definitely looked at it, too, earlier this year. I texted Aaron, and we wrote out the list of the running backs that we were going to have to face. And, you know, it just made us excited.
Yeah.
Because that is a challenge. And if we want to go back to the past years, how the defense played, that's one year that we have to do it.
Yeah, and you and Aaron are good friends, and you guys in that room are all tight. But the bottom line is that it's a pass-happy league, Jasper.
Oh, yeah.
And you and Aaron are going to be fighting – for a nickel spot on this defense, because Greenway, he'll play basically every play. I think we can concede that. You know, right. He's 130 tackles guy, and he was the franchise guy at $10 million last year, so he's in.
Right.
So that
right.
means you and your dear friend Aaron, you guys are battling into the OTAs and training camp for playing time.
Right. I mean, it's been like that since I've been here. But, you know, all I can say is the best man is get the job. And, you know, that won't put a strain on our friendship or anything.
Jasper Brinkley, fourth-year South Carolina, anointed starting middle linebacker for the Minnesota Vikings, has to win the job, but we start OTA soon. Couple of quickies to close here. Wobby, you first.
Yeah, Jasper, I want you to think back to your rookie season and how you started to progress in your NFL career. And I don't mean to put you on the spot here because maybe you haven't seen much of him, but we drafted a linebacker in the seventh round from NC State named Audie Cole. What have you seen from him so far?
He's definitely big, and right now everything is kind of like a walkthrough type thing. But as far as height, size, pretty big.
Yeah,
pretty big.
Oh, you so you went out there and watched him at rookie camp? Are you a little nervous?
No, I wasn't nervous.
I'm playing with you, man. Come on, I'm playing with you. In closing here for Jasper Brinkley, OTAs, then training camp and the preseason and everything. For those listening, is there anything you'd like to share about yourself or anything that maybe the public doesn't know about you that they eventually will get to know since you're going to be playing a bunch?
I'm a guy that's very easily approachable. So just because sometimes I may not smile, trust me, you can come up and talk to me.
tell us why the Vikings will win more than three games next year.
Because it starts in the mind, like I said earlier. It's a mindset, and that's what we're going to have this year.
You're terrific, Jasper. Good luck in the offseason. Most importantly, stay healthy. Bless you, my friend. And on behalf of the Vikings Radio Network, man, you got a birthday coming up here here in July. In case we don't talk to you before then, an early happy birthday, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep, okay. See ya. That's Jasper Brinkley, our guest du jour this week on the Vikings Radio Network with Vikings Tonight, Mike Wobshall and Paul Allen.
Yeah, Paul, I think he's going to be a really interesting player to watch. The Vikings take him in the fifth round, a guy a couple years before he came out was a very highly regarded player, but an injury kind of knocked him down a little bit.
Yep.
and sapped his production. So we get him in the fifth round. Rick Spielman finds a gem. The Vikings, they put him as EJ's understudy. EJ goes down to that injury in 2009. Jasper steps in admirably.
Yep.
And plays well enough for us to continue our role into the playoffs.
They're very comfortable using him a middle linebacker.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's not even an if and or but. I mean, if you bring up the conversation to a decision maker over there, mm-hmm. like, well, yeah, but he missed all year last year, and you know, well, no, we're fine with him. We drafted him. We've raised him. We're completely comfortable.
And we always hear the draft is the bloodline of the NFL. The draft is the currency of the NFL. Jasper is a great example of that. Middle linebacker is an important part of your team, especially obviously on your defense, the quarterback of the defense, they always say. And this is a guy we got in the fifth round. Rick Spielman loves the draft, loves finding guys in the draft that can help. And this is where we find out about Jasper Brinkley. I'm very confident in the decision the Vikings made to draft him, to stick with him, and now to put him in the position he's in. It's going to be fun to watch him.
Well, Rick Spielman, in closing here, general manager of the Vikings at the end of the 2009 season, when I'm doing my season closing analysis to start to put together the offseason, get ready for 2010 for FM 100.3 KFAN and the flagship talkers. And we talked extensively about Jasper Brinkley and the layman outsider's view from guys like you and I who we don't watch film. I mean, we might get an opportunity, but quite frankly, we don't know what we're looking for and it's boring to watch. Mm-hmm. And we observe it from the outside and talk to those who know more about it and share the information with the Vikings Radio Network.
Yep.
And I talked to him about Jasper because there were a couple of times where Jasper was on the retreat in the cover two defense. Passes went over him. At least one was a touchdown. And it looked like we had a problem here replacing EJ on the Tampa 2 drop covering the pass. Couple things emerged here. Jasper averaged 8 tackles a game when EJ went down.
Yeah.
So now you've been out the entire year. The guy who's playing in front of you is locked into the position. And before the femur on Sunday night at Glendale, he was playing extremely well. So you're in a weird spot because this team might go to the Super Bowl and you now are the middle linebacker.
Right.
And you're making some calls defensively. So he averaged 8 tackles a game. The way Spielman put it to me was, I understand what you're saying and I understand what you saw, but we don't expect him to be Brian Urlacher right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. We look for progress. That's what we got every game from Jasper. We got a guy who may have made a mistake here in the first game, but he didn't make the same one in the second. He made a different one. Then he didn't make either in the third. Then in the fourth, he started, it all started to come together. As you could tell by that interview, he's a confident guy without being arrogant or cocksure.
Yep.
He wants to do better. He listens, and he's a smart kid. I think we're going to be okay.
I do, too. And I asked the question about the linebacker meeting room. I had that one written down as one I absolutely wanted to get into because it's an interesting room. Fred Pugich is a very vocal coach,
yeah.
Very good position coach. So I like that. But then he's the middle linebacker. He's the leader. But he's got Chad Greenway, who's also a really good leader and a productive player. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic in that room. But I actually like it because I think it makes Jasper feel more comfortable. And he's going to play better when he feels comfortable.
Mike Wobschall, Vikings.com. I'm Paul Allen. This is Vikings Tonight on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
Vikings football year round. Now back to Vikings Tonight.
Welcome back to Vikings Tonight on the Vikings Radio Network. I'm Paul Allen with Mike Wobschall from Vikings.com. Offseason, Vikings.com, what's presented?
Well, we've been keeping tabs on these on the offseason workouts. We've posted some highlight videos when we've been able to. That's been really cool. We've been trying to catch up with our draft picks. We have a video up right now of Jarius Wright where we caught up with him one afternoon this week, and it was really interesting to hear from him because he's a guy that I think is pretty close to a plug and play guy. And I don't mean to put undue pressure on him,
yeah.
But with his skill set being very quick, he has some speed, but I think he's quicker than fast. That adjective that people use to describe him.
Yep.
I think he's going to be really good in the slot, and he's got the mindset and the confidence to play on the outside as well. So I really like the flexibility that Jarius Wright brings to this offense. So we interviewed him. It was really interesting to talk with him. We've been on top of the stadium stuff.
On Jarius Wright, quickly,
yeah.
Until proven otherwise, I don't trust him on the outside.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to be a great Razorback's mind here, but in seeing him in rookie camp and watching him bust from the slot the way he makes his moves, he absolutely looks like he personifies a slot receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think you were on the right take right after the draft when you said, you know what, Jerome Simpson's missing three games, so Percy Harvin's going to have to play all over the place. The best running back in the NFL is coming off an ACL. His backup also had a knee injury. Mm-hmm. Percy can run the ball.
Yeah.
This is more slot insurance than it is guy you can use all over the place. But I'm also willing to concede that through training camp, the preseason, and the early stages of the regular season, if they put him outside like DeSean Jackson or Steve Smith, diminutive guy outside who can make plays, then I will be willing to concede I'm wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Jarius Wright is a package type guy. You know, when you take a guy in the middle of the draft the way they did, you're not expecting Greg Jennings to emerge every other year.
Right.
You're looking at certain packages. What can we do when we have Percy slot left, Jarius slot right, Jerome over here, and 28 in the backfield?
There you go.
So now, all of a sudden, we can get Michael Jenkins wide right. So you got four receiver set with a single back or something like that.
Yeah.
Or a tight end, and now you flex out five wide empty. What kind of mismatches can we create? I think Jarius is a double slot guy with Percy on one side, Jarius on the other. And boy, at rookie camp, you know, I don't exactly know what I'm looking for with all these guys, Wobby. I'm like you. There were a couple of times where Jarius busted loose from the line of scrimmage, did his little stutter step 8 yards from the line of scrimmage and cut in. And I looked at it and said, he belongs. I don't know if he's going to be a high-ender, but he belongs.
There was a couple. I agree. There were a couple of times during the rookie camp where what they work on a lot is getting off the line. So you're going to have a defender up in your face trying to jam you at the line of scrimmage to disrupt your timing. It's up to the wide receiver to get what they call a good release.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Jarius did a good job of that, getting a good release. And then because he's so quick, once he gets a good release, he's going to get around a lot of defenders and get by them because of his speed. We were talking with, and I talked about this with Jarius Wright in this interview I'm talking about that's on Vikings.com, but also with Greg Childs. And he said at Arkansas, they really prided themselves on yards after the catch as receivers, more than just running the right route and catching the ball. It went beyond that, getting yards after the catch. Percy Harvin, outstanding at that part of the game, getting yards after contact and after the catch. Jarius Wright, to me, while he's not built the same way, isn't as broad yet in the shoulders and the chest as Percy is, that's where I think Jarius Wright can fill out to be like that. And I think you have another guy who's going to be really good after the catch. I don't know if he's going to return kicks or not, but he's got the skill set to be able to do that with his quickness.
Yep.
He's just going to be a fun player to watch, a guy who's going to be sensational, and fans will enjoy watching him play.
Wobby, the Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, the most compelling part of organized team activities for me in the early stages, rookies blending with veterans.
Yeah.
And how they fit in and how they settle in. And if you get the opportunity to watch, you know, to watch the organized team activities and you see Percy Harvin or some receiver du jour who's a veteran opposite Josh Robinson.
Right.
And now Jarius Wright opposite Antoine Winfield.
Oh, yeah.
And then the play takes place and nothing happens. Incomplete pass, whatever. And then Winfield pulls the receiver to the side, or Jenkins pulls the rookie corner to the side. They have a 5-second conversation. Here's what needed to happen here. Here's how Antoine Winfield or Charles Woodson does it. Let's try it again. Yeah. And that byplay, it improves everybody.
Well, and the thing is, and we've talked about this a lot, Paul, that is what you didn't have last year. And granted, every team had that disadvantage, but the Vikings were a team that was trying to put things together with some new coaches, especially on offense, with a new quarterback, a rookie quarterback that we drafted. So we didn't have that last year. And I think in terms of developing a quarterback and finding an identity on offense, which we had to find a new identity on offense, it's just so hard to do that when you don't have OTAs. This year the Vikings have them. And for a guy like Bill Musgrave, who is a cerebral coach, a guy who likes to play with schemes and figure out how to beat defenses, this is a valuable time for him, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And a minute to go, we have a good room in that when you get Jared Allen here off his chill and you got the mandatory camps and everything, and he's opposite Matt Khalil.
Oh,
this goes into training camp too.
Yeah.
There are going to be times Jared whoops his butt. But you know what? It's not going to be, ha, rookie, got you. Ha, third overall, fourth overall pick in the draft, got you. There will be conversations with the, here's what I did, here's why it worked.
You're right.
Here's what you need to do.
You're right. And
that's going to make us better.
Oh, I completely agree. And it was something that was talked about with Jared and when Bryant McKinney was here. It's going to be the same thing with Matt. And to be quite honest, not to put the cart before the horse here with Matt Khalil, but Matt Khalil is going to make Jared a little bit better too.
Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, videos, content, much more. Excellent job.
Thanks, Paul.
We thank Joe Nelson and Jay Nelson, the producers of Vikings Tonight, along with Chad Abbott, the executive producer of the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network, and Brian Harper, who leads the Vikings Entertainment Network. We call it the VEN. For everybody involved, I'm Paul Allen, play-by-play guy for the Minnesota Vikings. This has been Vikings Tonight, all across the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
Vikings Tonight at Purple On Demand on KFAN.com.